If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
Before Cal Ripken Jr. played in 2,131 games in a row to surpass Lou Gehrig's record as the Iron Man, nobody thought anybody would. And before Ovi scored 895, 894 was considered insurmountable. What record are you most confident in sports never gets broken? We'll pose that question to you guys at 800-636-1067. But we wanted to have a little fun with this. So we're going to have a draft. There are five of us here in studio. I think we can go at least two rounds, but maybe we could go three rounds. We'll see. We could do a snake draft. I'm going to randomize here order, okay? So I'll tap it three times. One more tap. And Danny's going to get the first pick.
Okay.
The order will be Danny, Darris, Toby, myself, and Ryan. All right? Basically, you are drafting the most likely record to never be broken. You're essentially, you have to bet your life on something during your lifetime not being broken. What is your number one pick?
Cy Young. 749 complete games. 749 complete games to give you a barometer or give you a point of comparison. The active leader in Major League Baseball is Justin Verlander with 26.
Yeah. It's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
That one is a foregone conclusion.
The world's different. People throw, everyone was throwing 75 still and it was spitballs and Vaseline balls and snot balls like Ed Harris from Major League, maybe, but
The only way that one could be broken in, say, 100 years or something is one of two things happens. One, baseball becomes like a five-inning sport or something, right?
Seriously.
And we just call it the complete game still. And, you know, not unlike a season being a different number of games. I guess that's possible. Or the other thing would be that we revert back to the old ways where over time everything's cyclical and pitchers throw not as hard and throw deeper into games or something like that. But that is the entire list. I'm with you. I think that one never gets broken. That was right at the top of my list. All right, Darris, you have the second pick in the draft as we try to put together a roster of unbreakable records.
Now, just to clarify here, are we okay with single season records or does this have to be career stuff?
No, it's records.
It's records,
whatever,
man.
The record,
all right,
is.
Cool. Then my pick is in. I will be taking the single season record that was set by Wilt Chamberlain back in 1965 and 66, where he had a career, where he had 48 and a half minutes per game average. No chance in the era of the NBA where, that we're in now, where there's all this resting players and load management, that anybody will ever break that record again.
Well, and there's only 48 minutes in a game now anyway.
There is. So the reason he went over 48, which was what I was reading, was because they had 8 overtime games that year. And in that entire season, he only came off the court for a total of 8 total minutes, which is unbelievable.
That is asinine.
That's a good one.
Exactly. Yeah. So nobody's ever breaking.
Well, it's not even Will Chamberlain's 50-point per game average season that you took.
Maybe maybe somebody will say that still.
Man.
Possibly, Danny. Let's throw some more out there. This early in the draft, why don't we? All right, Toby, number 3, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors. Tiger Woods is stuck at 15. No one's getting past Tiger's record of 15, much less 18 majors for Jack Nicklaus.
See, so because Tiger got so close, I feel like it's very possible someone could get to that. What is Scottie Scheffler at in terms of majors right now? Because I feel like he is currently the greatest golfer on the planet, has been for several years. Has won a handful of majors, I would imagine. How many majors does Scottie Scheffler have?
2.
That's it?
Hmm.
Is that honestly how many he's won?
I believe so. The 2022 and 2024 Masters.
Oh, my God. 18 feels like a boatload then, doesn't it? All right. I like it. Tiger was so close. You get what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
When
we've
almost seen
that was the best shot.
It.
But... Tiger was close, but now the fields are so much better than when Tiger played.
True.
Because people now golf because of Tiger.
All right. I like that. Let's see. Am I up now? I believe, yes, I got pick number 4. Darius, my pick is ready. I will go with Ricky Henderson's stolen base record.
Great one.
For his career. Daniel, 1,406 stolen bases in the career of Ricky Henderson. 25-year career, retired almost 500 more than anybody else in the era where you were athletic and you stole bases and that was part of the game. Now, they have changed the rules to make stealing a bigger part of the game over the last year or two, and that's cool. But you would still have to, let's say you just stole 50 bases in a season, which is borderline unheard of, you'd lead the league. But still, to tie his record, you would need to play for 28 seasons.
I mean, think of the Acuna season where he stole 70. You do that 10 times. 10 times you steal 70 bags in a year. That's awesome. You're halfway to Ricky. Halfway.
1,406 stolen bases.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will ever do that. I feel very confident in that. All right, Ryan, you get the final pick of the first round. Pick number 5.
Yep, and the pick is in. I'm going with Wayne Gretzky's point record. He has nearly 1,000 more points than Jagr. Messi is right behind him as well with just over 1,000 points. Like, that is not being touched, and I genuinely feel like this will stand forever.
How could anyone ever equal it? You know, when you look at the gap to your point, Jagr at 1,900, like 900 points behind him. Come on.
Yep.
In fact, I think one of those wild stats that stops you in your tracks. Basically, if you only counted his assists, he would have more points than anybody else, and he was the all-time goals leader until this week. It's a really, really good one.
Insane.
Ryan, you get to double dip on the snake, my friend. Could you make it an all-Gretzky snake?
You won't go all-Gretzky.
You Wayne Gretzky guy over there.
No, I'm not a Wayne Gretzky guy, but the pick is in. I'm going to go with the single-season record of technical fouls in the National Basketball Association. That is Rasheed Wallace with 41 technical fouls. You simply just could not get that many technical fouls in a single season at this point. You'd be kicked out of the league. It is not happening. No one will ever touch that record at this point. Not with those Blazers teams back in the day and that 0-1-0-2 record there.
I've got that on my list as well. That's a good one. How many technical fouls did Draymond Green have in recent seasons?
I want to...
He's the NBA's current bad boy.
Yeah, it's like 10 to 12, it feels like.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
I mean, if you told me it was 7 or 22, I wouldn't know the difference. But 41 in a year for Rasheed Wallace. How's that even possible? He averaged a technical foul every 2 games. Obviously, there were plenty where he got two and got ejected, I'm sure. But 41 in an 82-game season, how did that not come with constant suspension?
That's insane.
The most Draymond ever had was 16, which was in 2022-23.
So he was still not even not even close to halfway there, really. He still needed a handful to get to the halfway mark. Well done. Okay, I like that one. Darius, I'm ready to make my next pick. I'll keep it local. I'll keep it simple, stupid. Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 consecutive games, Major League Baseball. Players almost never play 162. They certainly don't string 162 together for seasons on end. The active MLB leader in consecutive games played generally hovers in the couple of hundreds at any given moment. I think, you know, right now, total games played. Think about this just as context. Andrew McCutchen, in his career, has played in 2,100 games, having been around drafted in like 2008, I think it was, and got to the big leagues a couple years after that. That's not consecutive games, mind you. That's just a guy that's been around for a couple decades has played in 500 fewer games than Cal played consecutively. But I just don't see anybody surpassing that.
That one, just because of the way training is now. Guys are maximizing speed, strength, explosion. That puts things at risk. You know what I mean? It puts like ligaments at risk. It puts tendons, like they're maxing out their bodies in a certain way. It would take a freak of nature, Ovechkin style, quite honestly, who also played a position of inconsequence to do it. I mean, it's impossible.
Anybody have a guess at who's played the most consecutive games in baseball? I just found it.
I think I might know it, so I'll bow out.
Is it Pete Rose?
No. This is current.
Oh,
most consecutive games in baseball.
Francisco Lindor?
Matt Olson,
629.
No played. Way. Wow. Yeah. All right. Matt Olson. Is Toby's next?
Yes, Toby's up.
All right, I'm going to need a ruling after this, but the pick is in. In 1943, this player led the NFL in passing, punting, and interceptions. That player was Sammy Ball. Does that count?
Are you saying the record of leading the league in all those categories?
Correct.
Well, sure. I mean,
if
your point is no one's going to do it, why not?
Yeah, 1943, he led the NFL in passing. He averaged 45.9 yards punting and had 11 interceptions on defense.
Yeah, we'll never see it again.
That didn't happen again.
That combination. It's, you know, the cycle is one of these things in baseball, hitting for the cycle. I think it's kind of arbitrary. Like, you want a single, double, triple home run. No, I want four doubles. I want four homers. That's better than, like, yesterday, Shohei's at the plate. I'd rather him hit his second home run, not hit a random. I just need the double. Same with the triple crown. Average with home runs and RBI. Like, that's not the best thing. That's just an arbitrary three categories they told us at some point. So, like, that is three things that he led the league in. But, damn, that's amazing. To be that good. That you are the guy doing it for your team.
Three completely distinct skill sets. Yeah.
All right, you get the last one.
Darius has to go.
Oh, Darius, I'm sure. I'm sorry.
Yep, that's fine. You want to skip me, that's fine. My pick is in. I just don't think that anybody runs the ball this much anymore, and I don't think there's any way that anybody's ever going to catch up to Emmitt Smith's 18,355 career rushing yards. The only active player that's getting anywhere close, and he's still 7,000 yards short right now, is Derrick Henry. And I would imagine Derrick Henry is probably not going to get 7,000 more yards before he retires. So I think that record's unreachable at this point.
That's the tell, that Henry's that far away. Because I could see Derrick Henry getting another 4,000 probably.
Yeah.
You know, because he could hit three seasons or something, but he's also going to run into a wall. 7,000 yards away is brutal.
Yeah, that position just doesn't have the longevity anymore to be able to keep up with that record.
I wondered if you got off to a really good start like Portis did, where he had 1,500 yards back-to-back years in Denver, year one and year two, and then comes to Washington, has a huge season. Like, that's the guy that would have the chance, is if you're really young in your career.
The greatest health luck possible at a position that doesn't happen.
But you also just don't get a chance because they move on from you the second they can at that position. That one, based on the changing of the game, Darius is right. That one's hard to imagine being broken.
Pick is in. I could go all Cy Young here with his win total, 511. Nobody's close to that. The next closest guy in the modern era was Greg Maddux, was 355, which is, you know, almost 200 shy. In honor of the guy, I'll go Wayne Gretzky. 1,963 career assists. More assists than anybody else has ever had points. We just addressed it. 1963, the next closest active leader is Sidney Crosby with 1,060. Just a cool 903 behind the great one as Crosby winds down his career.
Some others that we didn't mention here in our two-round draft. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. Never even been close to being touched in my lifetime. Pete Rose, 4,256 hits. Hard to fathom that ever falling during our lives. Nolan Ryan, 5,700 strikeouts in this era.
Yeah, no way.
Give me a break. Michael Phelps. I don't know about this one. I could see someone doing this maybe. Now, he has 23 golds, which is a boatload, because you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to be in 4 or 5 Olympics. So you're talking about 16 or 20 years competing, which is really, really hard maybe. Unless you're him and you can get 7, 8, 9
right.
in one fell swoop. But 28 medals, 23 golds.
It would take a great team for all the relays, right?
Yeah.
And a softer field potentially over, you know, 3 or 4 Olympics. So that one to me is maybe more vulnerable than some of the others. Still ridiculous, obviously.
Sure. Pete Maravich, 44.5 points per game in a per season for college at LSU. That's pretty good.
Jerry Rice, almost 2,300 receiving yards.
Nope. 23,000.
Yeah, 23,000.
Justin Jefferson on pace for that in any way? How long would he have to play, I wonder? Because Jets, he shattered every single record to this point, X number of games in. Like, he's way ahead of Rice's pace. But I wonder how long he'd have to play.
16, 17 years at that kind of pace to do it.
Unlikely.
Right.
But they also throw more now than they did then. Passing totals are mm-hmm. more prolific now than they were then. So I stayed away from like the Rice stuff for
yeah,
that
receiving,
reason.
Yeah. Boston Celtics, 8 straight NBA titles. I mean, you think of the other dynasties, that's a three-peat. And then it's like, okay, they're tired.
A, we won't see that again. And B, I pray we never see anything
yeah,
like
seriously.
That. God, that'd be boring. And respectfully to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Just, hey, it's a basketball season. Boston's going to win this year.
Enjoy, Boston.
Or disrespectfully to the Celtics. That's fine, too.
Yeah, you hate the Celtics. Dad's not a Celtics guy.